Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, my friend.
Aaron, where are we at injury-wise? How did Haloti come out of it? Is Pernell McPhee going to be ready to play? Any other injuries sustained during the game?
Nothing significant. Yeah, they had a pretty good day as far as injuries, and I think Haloti should be okay to play next week. Just didn't seem particularly effective, though, this time. He only had just that pressure. He didn't have any tackles. That's the first time this season he didn't have a tackle. And then really nothing was significant in terms of anything other than, you know, bumps and bruises. So, yeah, they were, you know, pretty excited about that.
How about Suggs? How did he come out of the game? How did he feel?
He was fine. He had trouble with Joe Thomas, just like he always does, whether he was healthy or not. And it was a situation where he tried to rush against Mitch Schwartz, and, you know, he was shut down by him as well. So, yeah, it wasn't a banner game for Suggs, but the Achilles, he told me, he still feels good. I think that it's a tough surface for him to play on. And yeah, it's just something where, you know, it may take a while before he regains his old form.
You know, Aaron, we talked about it last week that they had to get to the running attack for the Baltimore Ravens. 25 carries for Ray Rice, 7 more for Bernard Pierce. A touchdown between the two, one apiece for the two. I thought they did a good job in running the ball and stick commitment to the run game. Even at times when it didn't work, they were determined to still run the football. I got to give hats off to Cam Cameron.
Well, yeah, I told Cam after the game, and I think that Cam had a pretty good game plan. And, you know, one thing he said he talked with the offensive lineman about was being stubborn with the run, sticking with it. And this was one of those times where he did that, and I think that was and it's just a case of him being a little flexible, because normally he, you know, will kind of take that stance of, well, they know what's coming and I can't do this because that's happening and I have to really account for their adjustment. But this time, when he did have the advantage and things were going his way, yeah, he kept it up, and yeah, I give him credit for that. I think that that was a positive sign for Cam.
Aaron, I thought from second quarter on, the offensive line got physically beat up by the Cleveland defensive line. I don't think they could move them off the ball. They got no movement. They couldn't get any yards. They just got manhandled, I thought, up front.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, there was kind of a, you know, really situation where they just didn't get off blocks and things like that. But, you know, in this case, you know, I think that, you know, they did a decent enough job. They were, at least they're stout in the red zone. That's the big thing for the defense.
No, I'm talking offensive line. I thought the offensive line was poor.
Well,
I thought it was
yeah.
poor. I thought Orr played a bad game. KO struggled. And then inside, they couldn't move Phil Taylor at all.
Yeah, still the load. You know, he's a former first-round pick. And yeah, I look at what happened there. You know, they had some success earlier. And then, you know, they just weren't able to really replicate that. And, you know, they were definitely having trouble moving guys off the football. And, yeah, but, you know, that's you know, one of those things where you would expect that more with Rubin in the game. And, you know, he was out this game, and they still had trouble. So, yeah, it's a, you know, something probably that's going to be a recurring issue just in terms of, you know, creating some lanes for Ray Rice to run through. But, yeah, I thought that at least they had a few moments where, you know, they were able to run block.
There he is, Aaron Wilson, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Thanks a lot, Aaron.
Appreciate it, Aaron.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot, bye.
All right, buddy, 410-583-1057.